Okay, today's daf was daf lamed aleph, daf 31. We started with a new Mishnah talking about two potters walking one after another. The first guy tripped, the second guy tripped on the first guy. The first guy would be liable for those damages. Then, later on Amud Aleph, we discussed, if let's say the first guy trips, and the second guy trips on the first guy, and the third guy trips on the second guy, we said the first guy is liable for any bodily damages from his body that he caused, or his mamon that he caused. The second guy is liable for any of his body damages, not for his mamon damages. The third part of the daf on the Amud Bet was talking about that exact case and trying to understand. Maybe it was speaking about the damage of the body and the damage of the mamon of the guy who got hurt. Maybe that was referring to the Gemara answer, but no, that's not what we're talking about. We were talking about actually the person itself, that the first guy would be liable for damages of himself and his mamon, second guy would be liable for damage of himself and not the mamon. And we were talking about the second guy's kelim got damaged by the first guy's kelim. The last part of the daf was, we said that if all of them got damaged from the first guy, then the first guy is liable for everything. How is it possible they all got damaged from the first guy tripping on him? Two examples, Rav Papa said that there was a stick lying there on the floor. It tripped. It's like he was lying there like a stick, tripped over the first guy, and then the third guy tripped over the first guy as well. Both of them damaged by the first guy. The next example is like he's like lying like a chutra de samyuta, like a stick of a blind person lying like diagonally, where the first guy, the second guy tripped over that, and the first guy could trip over. The third guy could trip over that second. The second guy tripped over that first guy, and it could be that the third guy also tripped over the first guy, making them both liable, making the first guy liable for all of it because he is what caused all the damage. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.